Now, sticking with bacteria, with 7.2 billion people on Earth and rising, the carbon footprint of the human population runs to tens of billions of tons of CO2 every year. Now, a company called Deep Branch, spawned by entrepreneurs who studied at the University of Nottingham, think they've got a way to harness the CO2 chucked out of the chimneys of cement factories. By feeding it to a special population of bacteria, they can turn it into fish food. I heard how from one of the brains behind the operation, Pete Rowe.
So it's a microbial process called gas fermentation. We can take CO2 directly from industrial sources, let's say a cement plant or a power plant that has a large CO2 output. We combine that with hydrogen, we bubble it through a liquid medium, just kind of like brewing beer, but rather than producing ethanol, we produce protein. And that protein is used as an animal feed.
Where do you get the raw materials to do that with?
The CO2 we get directly from an industrial partner. So at the moment we're at kind of like a pilot stage. So we've built a shipping container where we've installed a scaled down version of our equipment, put that on site at a cement plant, install the CO2 pipe directly from their chimney. We provide some hydrogen from a cylinder in this instance, and then all we need is a bit of water, some salts, some nitrogen, and that's it.
And what are the bacteria doing? What are the microbes doing?
Yeah, so the microbes, they are bacteria. They're thought to be the oldest evolved thing known to man. So they're really the start of life. And what they do is they use the CO2 as a carbon source and they use the hydrogen as an energy source. So if you think about a conventional fermentation process that might use sugar, let's say if you were making wine, you'd be using grapes that have got a lot of sugar in them. And the yeast in that process use the sugar as energy to grow. And it has carbon in there and they need a carbon source to build the molecules of life. Now, we have a more stripped down version with our bacteria because they're sort of from ancient times when sugars weren't really available. So instead they use the CO2 as a carbon source, as this molecular building block for life. And they use the hydrogen, which is very energy rich, as an energy source.
What is the protein? Is it the ground up bacteria, or what is the protein make?
So the product is a biomass. So in the same way, if you think about soybean being a good protein source, it's about 30% protein in a soybean. But what you're feeding to people or animals in a soy meal is just a ground up version of the soybean. So with us, it's a biomass as well. It's the bacterial cells that form a pulp. And within that, we have 60 or 70% protein. So the protein yield is really good. And of course, if you think about how much water, how much fertilizer it takes to make soybeans, or in the instance of fish meal, how much fish you have to catch to feed animals. With us, it's a lot less resource intensive. And of course, if we're capturing the carbon, it's got a sustainability angle on there as well.
And the protein, are you feeding it to people, or what's your approach to use it?
I mentioned fish meal. This is a real problem in aquaculture, so fish farming. Soy meal isn't really appropriate there because fish can't digest soy very well. So instead, fish meal is used, and this is fish that's caught from the sea. Of course, there's a finite amount of fish there. People want to eat the fish. Fish farms want to use it as a feedstock, and fish stocks are dwindling. Prices are going up. So the aquaculture sector is actively looking for other protein sources. So they're looking at insects, for instance, but they're quite hard to scale, whereas our technology is only limited by the amount of CO2. And if you think about a cement plant, that's about not far off a million tons of CO2 per year. So there's plenty of that going around.
It sounds like a two birds with one stone kind of job, taking concrete and turning it into fish food.
Precisely, yeah. So sustainability on two sides, yeah.
And what stage are you at now? And what are you looking to do?
Yeah, so now we have full lab scale validation. And I spoke a bit earlier about this mobile production unit that we're going to deploy with our partner, who's a cement manufacturer. Once we get full validation that it works with industrial gases rather than just CO2 in a lab, we're then looking to scale up to a pilot plant that will produce, you know, sort of tons. And that stage, we can start getting full validation that it works as a fish feed in this instance. And then within 3 or 4 years, we hope to reach full commercial scale, whereby you'll be able to buy aquaculture products, so fish, on the supermarket shelf that are fed with our protein.
Have you fed any fish with it yet?
We've done a few tests with in the fish tank, but not any sort of commercially relevant species, because our production volumes aren't enough to get good data back on that yet.
Well, do your fish tank fish seem to like it?
Yeah, they love it.
That was Pete Rowe from Deep Branch, an owner of some very well-fed fish.
Always important to keep your fish happy.